विष्णुपदाय गौरप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशवतीना वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायके कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरे माय ओबेसियंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल परमाराध्यतम नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णु पार्षद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु श्री शिल भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज एस्पेशली स्वामी जी महाराज इंस्पायर्ड मी टू कम इन वेस्टर्न एंड ईस्टर्न कंट्रीज to preach the same mission. And I am happy that by their mercies I am doing. Especially Swamiji preached everywhere by his books he presented. What we speak or tell, give classes. It may go in the sky. But if it's written as a document in books like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, the books of Goswami, it will remain forever and it may help for what? Millions of years and years. Especially Swamiji Maharaj, he used to come to this island to write books. Oh, very favorable here. Also myself. Myself writing so much, observed totally. I am here for about 21 days, last 21, 3 weeks. But I am observed greatly in writing, not giving classes. You know why? To have documents in the written state. Last time when we were here and for 7 days class was here, we made something to distribute books also. Only written will not do. It should be distributed. So, I told them to make a plan how to distribute. And very qualified Prabhupada's disciple, Nishchinta Prabhu, and he made some plans. He is also publishing the books of Swamiji in as it is, all the books.
Original.
Not but changing some idea. Now they are doing changing their program. But he, as it was. And now he is publishing Swamiji books and my books also. And he made some plan. Have you any report of that? Who promised?
Yes.
And
yes.
You should do. Very quickly. Just now. I think those who promised, they should fulfill. And new others also should be inspired for that. Very quickly, Prabhu.
Very quickly. Oh, I was not ready.
Yes, sir.
So this is...
The later prominent Vejavya or later Dobejavya.
This is the list of the devotees who promised
And then a list of the devotees.
Oh, in this line, island, I'm totally observing, writing something. But what I'm writing, yeah, very high class of Rupa Goswami's modes, which were inspired by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And he ordered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami to write all these things, high modes of gopis, and how we can achieve this. For example, one or two, Madhava Maharaj ne speak. Jaki Lixiam, Dharmade Duekti. For example, Bola Dha Jaldi. Bola Jaldi Kar. Only one or two, like simples. We are not qualified to hear what to tell to follow, but yet we are writing. Otherwise these modes will be finished.
Lost.
So we should record it,
yes,
for our coming generations, which is not clearly written in Srimad Bhagavatam, even in a hidden way it has been written. And Rupa Goswami has have given each definition what their moods are called. Sometimes we see that even in this world, those who are lusty, they have anger and so many things. Or they cannot advance in sadhan bhajan. What to tell that they may not go there. So if we cannot remove all these things that has been told in Upadeshamritam, Bakbeg, Krodhbeg, Jivabeg, Udarbeg, Upastbeg, all these things, we cannot give up. We cannot advance in bhakti. But we see that there, in Golok Vrindavan, even they are quarreling. Srimati Radhika has somewhat
jealousy
mood for Chandravali, and Chandravali has the same mood with Radhika. It seems that they are quarreling. Why it is so? Why in that sphere? Oh, gopis are transcendental. Krishna is transcendental. Their love and affection is transcendental. So their quarreling is also transcendental, not worldly. You should know first. On that quarreling is what? A fraction of love and affection.
To make Krishna more happy.
If there are no these things, then in world they cannot come. So he has written all these things, their modes, why they are sulky, why they are... but I am writing a very slight touch I am giving. Quickly.
Mana, the jealousy of Chandravali,
that I forget. It came and vanished. When I will remind I later. Oh, now I remember. Srimati Radhikaya became very jealous to Chandravali. And telling to Lalita Vishakha and all her sakhi that Chandravali does not know ABCD of love and affection. Even ABCD of. If she has no man, sulky mood, how she can please Krishna? Never and never. Her prem is Ghritasneha. Ghritasneha? Ghrit, you know?
Ghee.
Ghee. Very
smooth.
Smooth. And it has so much strength. But no sweetness is there. No sweetness. And honey has both qualities. So Lali Chandravali is very smooth to Krishna. If Krishna, she sees something that he is doing some offense in my lotus feet, in front of me he is meeting to other gopis, even she will not be sulky. She may weep sometimes, but not so. By this, anyone cannot serve Krishna and he will not be happy so. So she does not know any trace of
love and affection.
So I don't want to take her name. Don't take her name in my council. Never, never. And whether Chandravali, what tell you? I don't want to hear the name of Radhika. Even the star constellation Anuradha, even I don't want to hear. Why?
She doesn't know.
The experts of love and the great sages, Muni, even they don't like the mood of Radhika.
Even her name.
If they want to hear her name. Why? Even Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, to whom the rishis and muni always meditate his lotus feet, but never comes in their heart. And even that Krishna, even supreme personality of Krishna, and he falls on the feet of
Radhika.
She rejects.
Not
I don't want. Go away, this black Krishna. From my kunja. So how she is? So don't tell her name. Or even consolation, Anuradha, you should not.
No.
So I don't want to hear. Both like this. But whom, whose prem is love and affection is superior?
Madhusneha.
So, very high class of these things, very minutely, Rupa Goswami has described in Ujjwal Nirmala. And which are not those modes which has not been written in Bhagavat or in the books of Jayadeva Goswami and other previous Rasacharya in Bharat and others. Rupa Goswami. For these examples he made, he wrote Vidagdha Madhav and
Lalita Madhav.
Except there, anywhere there is no examples for his modes. So, I have observed my mind and activities only to write here. And these things, except here, in Vrindavan house, and so many favorable things, I cannot do. Even in India, anywhere, I cannot concentrate my mind in this very high class. So I want that I should write all these things for future. Though we'll be expert and qualified, oh, they will have life by reading this. Very valuable. You cannot imagine even in thousands of births, very high class of things. I am so fortunate. So so fortunate that I'm not learned, not gone to colleges and high schools, but even by the mercies of my Guru Parampara, Gurudev, Swamiji and all others, this qualification coming of itself. So I'm writing here. Or example, Deva Kono? One example or two. Tarpare ami arambho korbo. You may give one or two. One example is sufficient.
Chakshurun militam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, you have heard from Gurudev, why Gurudev came in Hawaii, or in Hawaii, what he is doing. Gurudev gave some presentation just now. So, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he explained in his Ujjal Nilmani, which Gurudev is now in translation of Srila Jiva Goswami's commentary and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. As before, in last tour, Gurudev has finished his own commentary, already finished. Now Gurudev is translating of commentary of Srila Jiva Goswami Pad and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. One Sakhi of Srimati Radhika asked Srimati Radhika, "Oh Radhike, why you are jealous towards Chandravali? What is the cause? You want to make happy to Krishna and Chandravali also want to do same thing. So what harm? She is taking some your load of your work, then let her do." Radhika told, "Yes, you are telling true. But you know how Krishna will be so much pleased. Chandravali does not know at all. She does not know how to make Krishna happy and more happy and more happy. He does not know at all. So I bound to be jealous towards her to make Krishna more happy. Otherwise, Krishna will never be happy." So Radhika is teaching her small sakhis. You know, other hand, we have heard from Gurudev how Chandravali is talking with her sakhis. So once, Krishna wants to make fun with Radhika and other gopis. Gopis are in the bank of Manasi Ganga. Whoever been in Rajamandal Parikrama, in Govardhan, they have seen Manasi Ganga. So there was a boat. The name of the boat was Bilastara. That means Krishna will make more and more fun with that boat, the help of gopis. So Krishna invite Radhika, "Oh, Srimati Radhike, please tarau utthishta," means please come and sit on boat. This is Krishna is doing this meaning. And tarau means, according to Sanskrit grammar, the seventh ascending. So it has two meanings. Tarau means on the tree and tarau means on the boat. So Krishna is inviting Radhika to be seated inside the boat. And Radhika is telling, "Oh, I am unable to climb that tree." Krishna is telling one meaning, Radhika is telling another meaning. Then Krishna, "Oh, Radhika, you are quite ignorant. You could not understand my language, what I want to tell. I want to tell boat, or you are telling that tree. How come? Oh, I think you are very clever. Okay, now Krishna is telling, tarani utthishta. Tarana means boat and tarana means sun god. I said, "Okay, I have no love for sun, I have love for you. Why are you asking to love to sun god? I don't like this." So Krishna is defeating by Radhika, yet he don't want to get his defeat. Now Krishna told, "Okay, you know, you think you are the clever most in the whole world. Okay, now I am telling, nauka utthishta. Nauka means boat." So Krishna told, "It has no two meanings. Now what will reply now?" Then Radhika told, "Oh, no means it is the sixth ascending of one sabda roop. of Asmad. No means that dialogue between you and myself for meeting. Nothing at all. There is no dialogue between you and myself for meeting. Why you are telling? I never proposed to meet with you. Why telling that no? Uttishta is not quite okay. Then Krishna defeated by Radhika, then he began to smile. So Rupa Goswami Pada has explained all these things, how they are joking each other and Krishna always defeated by Radhika. So Das Goswami Pada, when he observed in his mood, he has seen this pastime in his trance and he wrote in his one verse, Bhag Juddha Keli Kutuke Brajaraja Sunum Jittanamadham Adhika Vikasi Jalpam Pullavi Albionalpa Mudir Jamana Tatankadanu Bhavati Mavaloka. He say, oh, what that day will come for me. Then when the dialogue will go between Radha and Krishna, and Krishna will be defeated by Radhika, then all Sakis will be very happy and they will clap. And Radhika's lotus face will be very happy. When that day will come, then I will see all these things. So we shall pray Gurudev, we are though unqualified to discuss all these things, but we pray Gurudev that day must will come for us by His causeless mercy, that we will be able to serve by which mood you are serving divine couple. Hare Krishna.
You know a book of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhajan Rahasyam. What meaning? Bhajan Rahasyam?
Secret of inner secret.
Have
of Bhajan.
We,
we have something
in English
already.
Not complete.
But
not
more
complete.
Is coming.
Very soon it will come. So he has written the explanation of Utsahat, Nishayat, Dharyat, Tatkarm Pravartanat, Sangat Yagat, Sato Vritti, Sarve Bhakti, Prasiddhya. First he told, really if you want to have Bhakti and to be Guru, then follow this instruction, Rupa Goswami. And that is what is slow first? Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam. You should try to control your mind, tongue,
speech,
belly,
genital,
all these things. Otherwise, you cannot do bhajan. And really a guru is that who has controlled all six kinds of senses. Without controlling, they are really bound to fall down. And that is why we see so many sannyasis have fallen down. And then second sloka, atyahat prayaschachap prajalpaniyamagra, all these things. And I have explained all these things here, also here, there, I have. But important is this, important all, but one sloka I am explaining in the line of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Utsahat, nischayat, dharyat, tat, tat, karma pravartanat, and so on. Oh, what is the meaning? Utsahat. What is the meaning?
Utsahat enthusiasm.
All. Six. Utsahat. Nishayat.
Nishayat. Dharyat. Utsah means enthusiasm. Nishayat means determination, strong conviction. Dharyat means patience.
Tattat
karma pravartanat means to be always ready and actively participating in all the activities which are related to bhakti. Sangatyagat means to always avoid association which is detrimental to Krishna consciousness, and Satavritti to follow in the footsteps of previous acharyas and living our lives accordingly.
However, from the past birth impression or anyhow coming in the touch of pure devotee like Swamiji, he came, traveled everywhere, By this, Shraddha comes in bhakti. Understand?
Faith.
Faith comes. And he anyhow takes the shelter of any guru. But if he is chanting, remembering, hearing Hari Katha, and he has not come in the stage of Ruchi. Ruchi means?
Taste.
Taste in hearing. Taste in Harinam, Mahamantra, chanting. Taste in Harikatha Shramanam. Taste in serving Guru and Vaishnava and Krishna. Faith has not come. Taste. He will be weak shortened. And this is the case with all those who fall down. So this stage is very critical, very critical. I think you are in this stage. You know that very well, that by chanting, remembering Krishna, we will be happy. We will realize. And then we will be happy. But still there are so many unwanted things, unearths. If they are not removed, very dangerous. So we try for this, to remove. But sometimes we see very difficult to remove. We cannot do it by our own effort, without the mercy of Krishna and his associates. Cannot. Very. We know that we should not have lust, but even lust is there. We cannot control. So, without the mercy of Krishna and his devotees, we cannot control. It depends on the mercy. But there is something to do also. You should not depend solely on that. You should obey the orders and try to check and control all these things. But if there is no taste gradually coming, oh, you cannot control. So here, Thakur Bhaktivinoda is giving some explanation for this that Rupa Goswami wrote. Bhajan Rahasyam for Utsahat. What is Utsahat? Utsaha means?
Enthusiasm.
What enthusiasm? As for worldly things, we can work 24 hours to make money, to make position. We are so hard labor, with labor we are having our jobs. But have you taste to do it for Krishna 24 hours? As he said, 7 hours, 1 hour even, 1 minute even? Very hard. But if test will come, automatically it will come. So he is telling, in this world, when we are here in this world, we are sadhak. If we are sadhak, we will have to maintain our life. And we will have to practice our bhakti yoga. Both. Understanding? Clear? Clear? Not?
Two things.
Oh, you were in your son.
I'm sorry. What did you ask?
What I told?
Yes.
What
sorry,
I told?
You.
You, Prabhu? What I told?
Mama Guru.
Oh, then I'm speaking a sky. Oh, all are not hearing attentively. So why to speak?
No.
Better do Kirtan, Nagarshan
no,
Kirtan.
No. Speak. I was listening.
What I told Prabhu? You should tell. He heard attentively. If you have come, please give me 2-3 minutes, 4 minutes to me. Don't take your mind here, there in your children's and here. oh, you had enough time to look after your children and all. So let me hear. What?
One should not only depend on the mercy of Sri Krishna and Guru, but one must have enthusiasm and must follow with determination.
Oh, just now heard what I did.
Two things.
Okay.
Louder, please. Oh, again, I'm repeating. If you are in this world and you want to have bhakti, then in this world both are necessary. What? One. First, anyhow you will have to maintain your life. Otherwise you cannot do bhakti. So, for us, maintenance of our life is first.
Priority.
In this. But when you will advance, then secondary. There will be priority of bhakti and life maintained.
Secondary.
And no value at that time. Automatically life maintaining will be done. Prahlad Maharaj also told like so. Why you are wasting your time for maintenance? If you have no effort for this, even Krishna has arranged everything and it will come automatically. Like we don't do anything for life maintenance. Never. But all are engaged. Some are giving fruit, some vegetables, some rice, some dolls, some anything. Their house, building, all very costly. To live in Hawaii, I think, most costly than even America.
Honolulu
especially. Very costly. And I, myself and our companions, nothing. House is free, this house is it, this garden, and so many vegetables, so many delicious foods, drinks, Radha Govinda juice, everything. Also not only. What name?
Kalindi.
Ladini Shakti. Daily giving so many fruit, vegetables and all other things. Jackfruit, some. My daughter, so many. So many. They are bringing.
Jackfruit.
Jackfruit,
coconut.
So I am not doing anything for that. I am absorbed totally in Krishna. And in whole life I will not be worry for maintenance. If no maintenance, Krishna is bound to bring
on his head.
On his head. So you should. If you have that thing, your ruchi test will come and you will be saved and you will be happy forever. Your bhajan will be going on. So very important thing you should note down in your heart. Keep in your where?
Not in your cloth.
Here.
Put it in
precious
your
thing. Don't do for maintenance. But Rupa Goswami tells or Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells. Both are necessary. First, prominency of maintenance of life. You are in that stage. You should. And also, at the same time, you should try to follow the principles of bhakti, shramanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pad sevanam. Especially five, sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, bhagavat shraman, mathura vas, simutti sattha. Very, very
powerful.
They can give you at once Krishna prema. Part five, you know? Part five? Try to give some time for this. Otherwise you will be weak. How weak? Like Gurukul students and studentas.
Students and
you will be weak. Don't be weak. What?
Hi.
Sadhu Sangha, living in Mathura, Mathura Vasi.
Mathura and Vrindavan, Naudeep, Puri.
Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Nam Sankirtan. Worshipping the deities.
I will ask to anyone. And if you will not answer, then I will tell, take your
ear.
Oh, like ear. I love my children, but with what? Rod. From rod. No consideration at all. In first, utsahat, nishyat, dharyat, tatat, karm pravartanat. Oh, these are the
six activities favorable.
These are favorable to do. And second line thought to give up of that association, bad association. This shloka has been divided into two, first line and second line. First line what? How to do bhajan? How to practice bhajan? Samadam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasimanam, Bhartana, and five. And especially Hare Nam Sankirtanam, it has all these things including. No? Utsahat, Nishayat, Dharja, Bhakti Poshak Karja. Dharja means?
Patience.
Why persons? Now it will be explained. And Sangatyag. Sangatyag means you will have to give up
bad
association. And you will have to give all the things which are not favorable to bhakti. That acharan. Acharan means?
Behavior.
Then your bhakti will be?
Progress.
Gyan, karma, anyabhyas. Three things. Gyan, proactive karms. Proactive activities.
Gyan, karma,
anyabhyas. Three things. You know? What? You.
Obtain some results, some material results, and also those activities that they are towards becoming liberated, towards liberation. We don't want liberation from the material planet, but we want
Ananda Vilas.
Then also to give up the worshipping of different deities or worshipping itself, because that it will be attachment to the results of that worshipping. We will still be attached or to the mundane, to the material world, to get something from that. So by stopping the worshipping of the different demigods and also, then we will also stop the results that obtain when we are worshipping the different demigods. So we don't want to worship the demigods. We don't want anything that it will come and it will keep us in this material world.
So gyan, karma and anabhilash. Other
Worldly desires.
Other than pure bhakti.
Which has no relation with Krishna service. Oh, we should give up. And all the worldly desires, which are very tasteful in this world, they should all should be given up. Don't only hear, but from today you should practice for this. Understand? I'm not telling that you should hear and give up. Then foolishness. Don't do. whatever you are hearing, to practice. And then you will develop. So, worldly things are very tasteful. To be with girlfriend.
Oh, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah. Very, very tasteful. The worldly delicious foods, very
tasteful.
But we have no taste in supreme love and affection. So very strongly we should try to follow the principles of bhakti. Sramanam, kirtanam, vishnu, all these things. Always. Try to be in the association of high class of Vaishnava here and to follow. If you are not doing, only hearing will not do. Oh, you should know. Only Bhagavad Bhakti, the bhakti of Supreme Personality of Godhead, is only Purusharth.
An object to attain. Ultimate goal
of all the living beings. What I told Prabhu, you?
Bhagavad Bhakti is the ultimate goal of all living beings.
But now, we have chosen so many things to be our object. What? Wealth? Four W's.
Wealth, women, wine, and
so many things.
Whiskey.
So many things are now.
Wine and whiskey. No? Take another one.
Vodka.
Vodka.
So, my goal, I have given the definition of our goal. And certainly I think that you know that goal to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, this is the goal of our life. So, having so much strong faith on this, this is what? Nishchaya. Nishchaya means?
Determination.
Always remember that my goal is to serve Krishna, not this, that. If a question comes of high class of association, give up all the jobs. Give up all the jobs. And come as you have come. Very rare this thing. High class of association, very rare. To have Krishna is, like in a moment, if we have, we'll have association. So, this is what enthusiasm?
With enthusiasm.
We should follow the principles of bhakti. And what is dridhata? Vishwas, strong belief in our goal. If you are always Brahman kar rahe ho,
wandering.
Bhatakna.
Wandering.
Oh, after worldly desires, here, there. By this, mind becomes so chanchal.
Restless.
And when our mind is restless, we cannot do bhakti. Nothing else we cannot do. We cannot meditate or chant and remember. And Krishna will not hear all these things. So, only our suffering is there. In Srimad Bhagavat also has been told, Shreya Shriting Bhakti Mudishyate Vibho Kleshayanti Je Kevalabhu Dhalabdhe Te Shamapau Kleshaleva Shishyate Jathas
Nannak Jathas Thulatu Savaghatinam.
Even Gyanis and Karmi both, they are very restless in worldly desires. How to have? And this is whole world is, they are quarreling themselves for this. even the president of America, Russia, China, and everywhere. All are quarreling for peace. And he told very clearly all these things. Oh, that is why only the path of devotion to conjugal and Gaur Nityanand is this is the safe and pure path for bhakti. Don't be derailed from this. Otherwise you cannot be happy. So to be like that is called dharja, tolerance. Yes. So many kinds of suffering may come. Like Prahlad Maharaj, like Haridas Thakur. The Muslims told, oh, you are kafir. You are against our law, Mohammedanism, Muslimism. You are kafir. He told that I am chanting God, Allah, Khuda, Krishna. So the both, all are same. So I am chanting. Oh, no, no, you will have only to speak, tell Allah, Khuda, Allah, Khuda. Why you are chanting the name of Krishna? So, we don't accept you as a religious person. You are kafir, we want to cut you. Haridas Thakur told, if he will be, cut me in pieces, of thousands of pieces. Oh, I cannot
give up
this chanting. I want that you should be like that. Or, if anyone, husband, never us, king, or anyone is against you, don't
fear.
And this is called, so this is very important thing. You should be like that. Because also it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. What told? Tatte nukampam susumik samam bhunjat hridvagbhavya vidadan namaste jivetajo mukti padeshadaya bhava. What is the meaning?
In this verse it's explained that a devotee, how he is praying to Krishna, Tatte nukampam susamikshamanam bhunjana evatmakritam vipakam, that, O Lord, because of my sinful deeds in the past which I have committed, I am facing the reaction and I am suffering in so many ways. But it's my strong, humble prayer at your lotus feet with my heart, with my body, mind and words, that no matter they may be there, but let me tolerate all these things and also let me remember your lotus feet. So when a devotee is truly praying like this, then what happens? Jivet mukti padesh sadai bhag. He becomes qualified or immediately relieved of all the reactions, or actually, so to say, he is liberated. And the goal of his life is not very far from him.
They are telling, tattenu kampam, O Krishna, now I am very much suffering in this world. And I am satisfied that what I did, now that fruit is coming to me, reaction. I am satisfied. Oh, second mood is that, oh Krishna, if something suffering coming to me, I am thinking that this is your blessings. This is only your blessings. Your mercy. And I should tolerate, you should give the capacity of tolerance, so that I tolerate. And doing bhajan always, serving. Not searching here job, this and that. Always engage. If anyone does like this, suffering, calamities, so many things coming, but still he is like iron. Tolerance is there. Like Prahlad Maharaj. He never told anything against his father. Never and never. Haridas Thakur like this. So, if any difficulty is coming, you should sing that this is the mercy of Krishna. Oh, that was very dangerous reactions. But Krishna has given him a slight
minimized.
Only to do bhajan. Only to practice bhakti yoga. Or what I have done, jaisa kate, jaisa boyega, vaisa katega. Mane kya?
That's a famous reap,
so shall you reap.
As you sow, so shall you reap.
So coming. Anyhow, well, I have to...
I'll have to taste and experience.
So, he's not so much restless. And doing chanting, remembering all these things, the practice of it. Oh, bhakti padesha daibha. Oh, Krishna has given this word to them.
Inheritance.
Krishna mukti padesha daibha. He should surely be, surely have bhakti, attend bhakti.
This is right.
Bhakti pade, mukti pade. Oh. This means bhakti. Mukti is always playing in the lotus feet of bhakti. Very easy. So, doing this and we are doing bhakti. Oh, very soon bhakti will come. Very soon. So, with this tolerance and this dhidhata,
determination,
we should try to chant, we should try to hear Harikatha. Not only with remembering his pastimes, like Damodar name. You should remember the pastimes of Krishna, Damodar Bandhan. Krishna, Yashoda Ma, tightened Krishna. Controlled Krishna by this love and affection. So, this is called Tat-Tat Karma Pravartana. We should try to follow all the limbs of bhakti as has been written in here and there. But you cannot do if you have no good association. For this you will have to be in the shelter of that class of high class of Vaishnavas. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha Sarva Shastre Kaya. Law Matra.
Sadhu Sangha Sarva Shastre.
Oh, Radhanath, what doing?
Listen.
If you will do, then words will not come direct. So, always in Sadhu Sangha, Rupa Goswami has also told like this. What? The last
Tannam
Rupa Charita Adi Sukhana Krameena Rasana Manasi Niyojjat. You remember Islok? You?
You?
Or try to remember. So, we should not go in the association of bad persons, those who are vishayi.
Sense enjoyers.
Always engaged in worldly things. So, anyhow, Bhagavat Bhav Rahit, without any relation with bhakti, karma, jnana, Ashtang, Yoga, all kinds of, all are invalid. They have nothing, no power at all. So, in Krishna service, in chanting name, in your hearing katha, there should be enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm.
And seva vishaye, and in that thing, nishchayata.
Strong determination.
Firm faith.
Krishna seva me sthirata.
Steadiness in the service of Krishna.
Krishna. और कृष्ण के लिए अखिल चेष्टा परायण होना चाहिए. व्हाट एवर यू डू डू फॉर
प्लीज कृष्ण
व्हाट एवर एंड ट्राई टू गिव अप विच आर नॉट फेवरेबल इन कृष्ण ओ यू शुड एट वंस गिव अप बाय दिस भक्ति विल कम वेरी सून नाउ इट इज 7:30 यू विल हैव टू डू आरती एंड प्रसादम एंड एवरीथिंग एंड यू विल हैव टू गो वेरी फार अवे. So try to remember all these things. Maintenance is not so much
important.
Oh, it will be done. You can see, for 7 days you should not do anything. And you should see whether it is coming or not.
No,
even you are sitting idle, maintenance will come. You know, it has been told of python, snake.
Yeah.
It does not do anything. Nothing. But automatically come. So anyhow, you should try to be engaged in bhakti, very strongness, tolerance and what like. Gaur Prema
Hari Hari
any kirtan no. Good kirtan in Gauranga Bolite Hari
This ends the class on the 11th of May 2002 in the house of Vrindavan on the north shore of Honolulu, Hawaii. This was in the evening. Hare Krishna.